Here we go. I'm gonna say a prayer. What a good song. That's Sister Jana Mead. That's the A&M Records label that you see there. Hi, hello, everybody. It is Thursday, October 17th, 2024. The Fakeologist Show. It's Thursday. That means Frank's here. Frank, all the way from the Corporation of Geelong and the Corporation of Victoria in the Corporation of Australia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you, Tim. How are you?
I'm well. I'm pretty good.
You're certainly looking well.
I'm feeling good. Looking well, yeah. I look like any older man should look, and that's why the camera doesn't exist at the Fakeologist headquarters. Hope anyone and everyone doesn't mind. It's really, you're not missing a thing. Instead, we're concentrating on audio. And just so you know, I did send Jim Rizzoli an email this morning. I said, Jim, you got to get a good microphone because it's the only thing that counts in the audio game. So he is looking into it. I gave him three choices. I said, go buy your Blue Yeti off of Temu because I know he bought his existing remote microphones off Temu and they're actually not that good. He bought low quality ones, you can tell. And I said, or go buy a Shure SB7, I believe the number is. That's a $1,000 microphone. Or what I've got is an AT2020. I bought it a few years ago. It was only a couple $100. And it works quite well. I don't think the average tin ear can tell the difference between a $1,000 one and a $200 one.
Oh, what do you think of this one?
It's not bad. You can't hit it, though. I think you're pounding it. Or are you moving it?
Is it? Yeah, I was just... Oh, yeah, you can hit it. Yeah, so it's called... Oh, called a... A Muno, and I got it just from $60 from the local electronics shop.
I've never heard of it, but that's not to say it's no good. It's better than just a simple webcam mic or a built-in mic in your computer. So yeah. I like to have decent sound. So please, everybody, respect that if you call in, try and have good sound. It's not that expensive to get. And what else? Hopefully everyone's been patient with the blog. One of the problems is I have many different components on the web space, and I was trying to upgrade the Fakeopedia, which is here, and the upgrade killed the Fakeopedia. And when I upgraded it, it also wrecked the blog. So I had to revert everything back. I know. It's just everything is interlinked in different ways. So hopefully you guys can forgive me on that. So for a couple hours, things weren't working.
This is why I hate change, Tim. I hate change.
Well, it always breaks things. And I don't think a lot of the software that's released is well researched or well tested. They just throw it out there before the... before they even bother testing it, or
that's how you test vaccines there.
I think it's the same way. Well, anyway, so thanks for your patience. So it did go down, and it did. You guys don't have to email me or send me a private message. You can publicly put any problems with the blog at shortfake.com/chat, and I read that. Anyone can go there. You can send it on Discord, shortfake.com/Discord. And and I will respond to it, because I had a few people that were having difficulties. And believe me, I don't like technical issues either, but it's all in an effort to get the blog running even faster. And I think it's pretty fast right now. What do you think, Frank? It's not loading right very quickly right this second, but any differences at all for you? Because I'm on Cloudflare.
Yeah, I think the blog's working better for me at the moment.
Yes. Okay, good. The login
Let me see. Do you want me to log in?
Yeah, well, I'll just go to it. The login has issues still regarding because of the CDN. I'm not quite sure how to fix that. It does work if you reply to a comment and log in there, but it does work.
Okay, now I'm logged in.
Okay, yeah. Good. So it does load quite quickly.
Yeah, so that happened fine. Yep.
Okay, good. So it's always a work in progress. I also had to spend quite a bit of time getting my email straightened out, because what happens is the CDN requires you to input everything on its site as well.
So and what does CDN mean again?
Content Delivery Network. So what happens is they take a copy of your website and put it close to wherever the requester is. So for instance, they'll take a copy and put it over on the Sydney data centers.
Computer. And that's where the winner is.
Exactly. So you don't have to cross the ocean in the underground cable, because we don't believe in satellites here at fakeologist.com. And technically it should be faster for you. So that's what it does. It literally physically puts the website closer to where you are. And apparently,
well, I tell you what I don't understand, Tim.
Go ahead, Frank.
And I have spent plenty of time at various studies in physics, etc., is how I can talk to you as if you are
next to me. It is bizarre. And maybe you are next to me. This is the thing. Maybe the Earth is much tighter than we think, much closer. Maybe we're all.
Well, I guess I think it's much vaster than we think. But the point remains that it is some extraordinary distance.
Well, yes, it is amazing, actually.
And I can't detect any lag at all.
No.
Whereas when I was a little bitty boy and my parents rang England, there was a lag.
Yes, yes. Well, that's because fiber optics travels at the speed of light. And if you believe that is 162,000 miles an hour or feet, I don't know what it is. It's some huge number.
I think it's 3 million meters a second.
Oh, okay. That's an easy 33 million.
3 million meters a second.
Not 3.3 million?
Wait, let me check that up. Speed of light.
Angie Dickinson is asking, recommend a mic for your iPhone 16. Well, the iPhone has a built-in mic that you use for the phone. It's probably pretty good. Otherwise, I'd get a Bluetooth probably. So that's pretty good as well.
Sorry, it's 300 million meters per second.
300 million meters per second. That's awesome. So if you believe fiber optics and how that works, that would explain why you are instantaneously coming through.
Well, now, fiber optics is something that I have used and fiddled around with and implemented on a small scale. So I believe in fiber optics.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a real thing. I don't believe in satellites or anything special in the sky. As a matter of fact...
Well, sorry, I don't agree with you there. I think, and this is, I blame Linda Curtis. Oh, no, it's actually Kay Hamad that alerted me to all this, is that, you know, the airship technology got taken off air, and I think there are, you know...
Where is Kay Ham? I like that woman.
Kay Hamad. Yep, where's she gone?
Yeah, it's strange. Now, we're talking about someone who used to be on our audio chats years
playing,
and years
playing
and
a new, years playing ago. A new role.
And there goes your phone again.
Oh, I have to take this to my
apartment. All right, that's fine. Go ahead and take it. There goes Frank. Frank is going to mute. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear your phone call, so Frank is going to mute. And there was a clip I meant to upload that was talking about the insanity of satellites and how it's really impossible that they work. I clearly did not upload them. Upload that clip. It was from the No Agenda show. So I want to see if I can even find it, and then I'm going to try and play it. Let's see here. Screen recordings. Okay. So I'm going to upload it, right? What am I going to do here? So I'm going to go to the No Agenda show and go to the 44-minute mark of the last show. I think that's what I'll do. So we're going to go to the No Agenda show. And I like the No Agenda show because it gives me ideas on what to research and talk about. Let's see if I can actually get to the No Agenda show easily as I do with the Fakeologist show. Okay, so what day was it? It was show 1703. Hello. Okay. Let's see.
What are you doing?
Now, they usually have a pretty good... okay, so we're going to go to the 44-minute mark here. Okay, here we go.
Exactly. That is exactly people right. Paying attention to what he's saying. That is why I think Harris is telling people to watch his rallies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh. Available.
I mean...
Okay, we're going to talk about Starlink, because this is the latest Department of Defense toy that is up there and being fronted by Elon Musk. No, I don't think Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. I don't think he invents anything. I think he or she is a front man and just used to sell technology and what the elite want us using next. So this is John and Adam on the No Agenda show, and they're not fakeologists, but they're talking about Starlink. And Adam says he uses it as a backup to his wired connection. And the idea is you have a fixed receiver wherever you are, pointed up at the sky, and it's supposed to be connecting to a satellite traveling 17,000 miles up and not even geostationary. It's whizzing around the Earth. So the idea is it's like a cell phone tower, but instead of you and your car moving, the satellite, the transmitter receiver, is moving. Now, if you believe that that's possible, then you really have no concept of how radio waves, the kind of how much power would you need to transmit something 17,000 miles? Now, I don't know how high Starlink is, so I should just type that in real quick. Starlink satellite altitude. Okay, let's see what we can find here. Here we go. Facts, tracking, and impact on astronomy. Okay, allegedly they have 42,000... They want to have 42,000 Starlinks in circulation. So there's 42. Is that the secret of the universe number from Douglas? What's his name? Each of them weighs 1760 pounds. I don't see anything Masonic about that. Okay. Allegedly, they have 6,426 Starlink satellites. Okay. And that apparently that concerns astronomers. Okay, they're 500. Okay, here we go. They're 550 kilometers above the surface of the Earth, allegedly, or 342 miles. So there you go again. So maybe there's your 42. But I think the kilometers is just a coincidence. It's at 55 plus a zero up there. But here we have 3 and a 42. There's just no way. So what kind of power would you need to broadcast a signal 342 miles? Because you need something broadcasting. So it needs power. Where would the power come from? I mean, these are the no-brainer questions that makes this whole thing impossible, if you ask me. And I'm not going to go into any other details because I just want to know how high up they allegedly said it was.
No, I agree with you entirely. And then they always blame the ionosphere for the fact that you know, that long range radio goes 15 times around the circle of the earth. You know, it is mad.
Okay, so we're going to hear what two non-fakeologist gatekeepers, how they discuss this topic. So it's the No Agenda Show. Here we go. I think it starts in a minute. Let me just advance. Here we go.
I can't hear anything, Tim. If that's
okay, you weren't hearing it. Now you're hearing it. Sorry, you heard it, Frank, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear.
Okay, I'm sorry. The audience, I didn't have the screen up. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. I didn't have it queued anyway. Now it's queued. So here we go.
Well, I'll minimize Rando.
Okay, all right.
But I don't know if I want to really stop it. Like, hello.
Thanks. Rub it in. It's a brain problem.
No, because I'm just listening to this. What milieu is Walls a part of?
Touchdown, Timmy.
Except maybe I don't know. I just very skeptical about. But when I heard this, I said, "Wow, this guy's got. He's in the same milieu. It sounds exactly the same. Just play it."
Who says he still needs to know?
Was Vice President
I think I play it at double speed or something. Maybe that's the problem. So here we go back. Let me go find it. Okay, sorry about this. I should have uploaded it, but I forgot to upload it. Let's try again.
Exactly. That is exactly people right. Attention what he's saying. That is why I think Harris is telling people to watch it.
This is the insane. And
yes, it's great.
That's the worst. Because now her ratings are.
And why? I mean, they had nothing left.
And his Louisiana accent is off the rail.
Okay, never mind. I'm gonna upload it to FakoTube as I intended. Okay, Frank, what else we got? I'll upload that while we talk about something else so I get the right clip.
Well, look, I just, you know, I guess I'm, you know, when we, the reason I come on this show is because, you know, I have a particular view and I just want to remind, I guess, listeners of that, is that, you know, through your work and other work, I've now come to realize that the model of the world that was given to me in my formal education is false. Just
right.
It's totally broken. You know, it's includes, but it's not limited to economics and banking and finance and cosmology and pharmacy and physiology and politics and law and science and history and current affairs and journalism and countries, constitution. Everything is just false.
Uh-huh.
There's not a single thing that I was taught that makes any sense apart from 2 + 2 = 4, I guess. That very useful. So I could work out, you know, interest rates and I guess I was fortunate or unfortunate, however you want to view it, in being raised in the English language, because that seems to be the lingua franca now of the world.
Okay, wait, I just uploaded. Let's see if this works. Here we go. FakoTube. Let's see if I got it now.
I there's something up with this. There's a short.
There's something up with it, but I'm not seeing it's gonna. That technology on Starlink is so screwy.
Okay, here we go. I got
screwy.
It.
What do you mean screwy?
It's a screwy technology. If you'd ever examine how those antennas work, because it's a moving target. It's constantly moving. There is no fixed satellite. It's not like a satellite. You know, any sort of geostationary satellite that sits there and you just go back and forth at a, even though you can't do a fixed satellite at low orbit like that. It's moving. It's a moving target. And the antenna that you're using at your end has a bunch of little antennas that have that essentially target the movement and then follow it and then pass it off to the next one. It's almost like kind of a virtual cell sense. Cell phone system as you're driving down Highway 5 and it keeps changing cells.
Yeah.
is doing that in real time with a satellite moving at high speeds, with a antenna array that's in that dish of yours. That is just screwy. It's a crazy idea that anyone could even pull this off. And the fact that it works is a miracle, it seems to me.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect something that
but the Chinese, I don't know if they can do that.
Well, all I know is that there was a huge fracas at the
beginning. Anyway, that's him speculating. That's how the technology's supposed to work. And I just put that up. I just uploaded that just to show you that these so-called skeptics, they just can't get it right. The Starlink is just ground-based antennas. The only difference is they have a license to broadcast all over the place where they can put up their antennas at whatever the non-interfering frequency is, and it's just longer wave radio waves that are tuned to a certain frequency, and they've got, I guess, authorization to broadcast at this frequency all over the world where they say they have coverage. And these signals just go longer, and you're paying for the infrastructure to not put up satellites, but put up these long-range antennas. And now we have that, I think, in certain areas of Ontario where I live, in the sparser, more rural areas where they put up these big antennas for internet access. And we even had it in Toronto in the main city. I think the only problem was there's too much interference in the city. There's too many cell phone towers. There's too many other frequencies. And I think it messes with the signal. So then they need millions of repeaters everywhere. But anyway, so that's how they do it. And I've talked about this before. So that's my
I think you're correct. I mean, the fact is they don't offer the same service in a big town, do they?
Well, if they do, well, with the Sirius simulated satellite radio, they said they had to buy repeaters or rent repeaters in the city because they said the office towers blocked the satellite.
So, office towers blocked the satellite, yeah.
Yeah, they said there were too many shadows.
Yeah.
So, that's their excuse. There's too much interference. So they actually admitted they're transmitting from ground-based antennas, but just in the dense areas.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that I just posted that today, and there you go. That's on FacoTube, FacoTube.com. That's my video platform. It's really fast as well. And we've got all our videos on there that probably wouldn't make it to YouTube. And I tried to upload a couple of the shows to BitChute. The BitChute is also a real pain in the rear end to upload to. It fails most of the time. So I implore all the BitChute listeners, if you're getting this message, to come to FacoTube. The site's very fast. You can download all my videos in one click. BitChute doesn't offer that. YouTube doesn't offer that. So you can just click on the video like this, and then you'll see a button that says download. You click download, and then you can click the only option I offer, which is 720p. And then that's it. You don't need any special software. You just download it and share it. Share and more shares. And lastly, before I forget, I want to thank our monthly donors. We got a couple big monthly donors. One of them is Curvy Sexfrit Lady. Another is Gibby. These are people donating a really substantial amount of money every month, and I don't thank them enough. So they're all listed at fakeologist.com/donate/donors. And these big donors, they help carry the site, especially for the people that don't have any money and can't donate. So I really appreciate these guys for helping those that can't donate because they don't have any money to keep the infrastructure running here. So thank you, all these people here. Make sure you go to the website and check out all these great donors. These monthly sustaining donors are, over the years, some of them have donated quite a pretty penny. So thank you, guys. And Echo Charlie says, I have Sirius XM and it goes out in tunnels underneath underpasses. Okay. Well, I had Sirius simulated satellite radio too. And a high amplitude antenna would behave just the same as if it was coming from 400 miles above your head. In other words, there would be areas that would be blocked by tunnels, overpasses, that kind of thing, unless they had repeaters, which they're not going to do for every underpass in America. And Quaze says, thanks for doing what you do, fakeologists. Well, call in, Quaze, and say hi. We like to hear all our listeners, especially new callers. Somebody call in and talk to Frank. This is a call-in show. It's not just Frank and I. I don't think Frank has an agenda today.
No. I mean, I really just want to, as I was saying, you know, talk. You know, what is my view, so that when people call in, they understand where I'm coming from. I have basically come to the conclusion that the Bible, what they call the given text, represents the most accurate description of where we all are. Our collective predicament, I call it. And so what I think that means is, you know, biblically, that our King is Jesus Christ, and that's what the real law is, and everything else is just a deception. And I guess the evidence I get for that now is now becoming more and more frequently in my own personal life, but also in a video, for example, that Kristen Whitehead sent to us, where she directed me to a Richard Vobes video where an Australian guy comes on and talks about his success in applying the Bills of Exchange Act, which is in Australia and all parts of the world, paying off bills and paying off their power utilities, etc., with that. And it turns out that one of the fakeologists Discord site users, and he's got his own Discord site. He lives in Melbourne. He says he's been using that very successfully in recent times.
Okay.
And, you know, people have heard me talk about, you know, I've managed to get out of bills. I've got no points on my license. You know, I've had no deductions from my license. I haven't had to pay any speeding fines or red light fines for a while using various other methodologies. So it appears. Oh, and also I was able to write to the Prime Minister and get a letter saying, you know, you don't have to have a jab.
Yes, you did do that. That was good.
These are things that indicate to me that all of the things that are going on in our world are in fact deception, that when you find out, you know, and that there is a truth, and that when you apply those models that are close to the truth, you get great results.
Okay.
And so really, I it does take the fear out of life. You know, and you just think, okay, but if people are determined to be deceived, that is their choice. I mean, that I keep ramming home this thing about everyone assumes the earth is flat and stationary, but no one believes it. You know, they say they believe in a spinning ball. Well, that's fine. But no one uses that model. No one uses the spinning ball model at all for anything practical. And it's very interesting. And what we're seeing is more and more laws, pseudo laws or duties being put on people all the time. The latest one that I heard of is that the Queensland Parks and Gardens people are, wait till you hear this. So what's happening is that if you book a campsite in a Queensland National Park,
yeah,
and you pay for it and you go to the site and you set up your tent and you go for a walk for 2 days and leave your tent vacant, they will fine you $300 or $400 apparently for being away from your tent, leaving your tent unattended for more than 24 hours. This is just a new rule they've made up.
Unattended tents, very dangerous.
And, you know, it just, as I said, people can either be terrified of that or they can learn the stuff that's out there. You know, do some genuine research about how to avoid paying fines, because in Australia, in Canada, in England, in the USA, you cannot be made to pay a fine without a court case being proved guilty of something. And in that court case, especially if you have a trial by jury, if you can convince the jury that the law that they're promoting is nonsense, you can actually ask the jury to strike the law down for just being a stupid law. Now, I can't imagine that a law saying that you can't leave your tent unattended for 24 hours would stand in front of a jury. But, you know, these are the things that are available to people if you put the effort in. And I, you know, because it's, I guess I'm now thinking about Chris, you know, the Hoaxbusters guy, Chris.
Yes, he's long gone, but you're still talking about him. Interesting.
Well, I had a conversation with him at the time where he was talking then about how, no, the government's got the guns and, you know, you can talk about being a sovereign citizen all you like, but blah, 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 you know, but basically they've got the guns and they'll do what they like. It just doesn't turn out to be true. It's not true. People, if you put these things into place, they work. And these are the things that confirm to me that we are living under a Christian law, that it is the Ten Commandments that apply, not this other nonsense. So, yeah, when if people are happy to call in, please do so. And, you know, I don't want to be unfair to people and pretend that I don't have these views, which I'm having each day confirm some more and more for me.
No, that's good. Now, I'm just going to I put up on the screen a follow-up to yesterday's call with one of the callers from South Africa. I believe his name is... I'm sorry, the name he emailed me from is in Cyrillic, so I don't remember. I can't read Cyrillic.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
His name was Octor or something like that?
Yeah, yep.
And I was just saying that your digital ID will be your face. And here is an article on one of those companies that does the face digital ID technology. 2D and 3D, and they're so sure that you can't spoof using a mask or surgery or inserting a picture into the data connection. They're so sure that they're offering a $600,000 bounty for anyone who can break their face tech ID. So,
what's interesting that my wife's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't really look a lot like my wife. Yeah, man. I mean, they're obviously alike, but
right.
she can open my wife's phone.
That's not good.
Her face opens my wife's phone.
That's not good. Hey, what kind of phone is it?
It's a Samsung.
Yeah, well, Samsung. Well, okay. FaceTech says they're being used by the iPhone. Their software, their detection software. Samsung, I don't know who's they use, but that's not good if your wife's sister with a similar face can open the phone. She might want to re-record her face just to see if that is
I mean, she's not worried about it at all. I mean, she's not worried about her sister.
I can imagine not at this point.
But the point is simply making that these technologies, the idea that somehow they won't be able to be fooled. Yeah.
It depends on the level of scanning of the face. There's 2D and 3D, and I guess it's just a software issue where how much data is it actually recording? So yeah, that's not a good anecdote, though, for this story.
But even the fact that a record of your face exists in some form that has to be compared against, mm-hmm. it just means that all that has to happen is someone gets hold of that file. That's all it means.
Well, I'm not sure that's exactly correct. I think
let me put it another way, voice recognition on bank apps. If someone gets hold of your voice recognition, you know, it's always that you always are expected to say the same thing on the, you know.
No, I know. I've used it before on my bank thing too. And by the way, that's all. Yeah, go ahead.
And all that's really happening is you're making yourself vulnerable to just more sophisticated. Well, you know, as people work out these things, as people, you know, smart people invariably do, then that someone's going to crash that system.
Well, I agree. There's no, like, as I said yesterday, you can't beat the ingenuity of smart people.
You cannot.
Wherever there's a lock, someone will have a key.
Yeah.
It just takes more. It's just how long it takes to create that key and how much effort it takes to make that key. Okay, I've seen this guy. This is the guy I think I was talking to you about, Mike Holt.
Yep.
And I want to just see. This
What's your view of Mike Holt?
I don't record in Zoom.
I just want to make sure it's.
But let me, right. Hang on a minute. Let me just work out how to do that.
What draws within? So everything is research, learn all this.
He has a bad microphone.
That is incredible. Over here.
But yeah, he was on the Kevin J. Johnson show, this Mike Holt character, talking about that. So what's my view? Well, it's pretty interesting if it works, but anything that does work, they're going to put a stop to if enough people are doing it.
Well, Thomas J. is using it at the moment, and he is saying pretty successfully.
Okay, that's pretty good. But this is the guy I was talking about, Mike Holt, so I was hoping you'd find him, and now you have. Okay, so I'll put a link to that, Letters of Exchange.
Now that was brought to my attention by one of the. I mean, I would have got to it anyway because I listened to most of Richard Vogt's stuff.
Right, you like him.
But in this case, it came from Christine Whitehead over in the UK. So thank you, Christine.
Oh, right, yeah, Christine is sending us a lot of good stuff. Thank you. And if you want to send Frank an email, frank@fakeologist.com. I'm putting it in the show notes. This is FAK963, so you can check all the show notes on tonight's show. We only have a few right now. If you want to leave a comment, you can leave it over there as well. It's permanent. Whereas anything on YouTube will just show up on the screen on the right here. Otherwise, we delete the YouTube. And your comments will go away. You want me to get the Francis Bacon guy on? Yeah, I have to send him a message. Echo Charlie is saying we have to show our face at international travel entrances. I've heard about that. It's the clear ID. And we talked about that yesterday. So that
and the other thing that's been happening for me in the past 2 weeks is is people saying they're injured from the jabs. So there was a young woman I know, she's just in her early 40s. She's a teacher. She got the jab and she was a big fan. She was putting notice I'm on Facebook. She's on Facebook.
Oh, she was bragging about it
with a big smile, etc. And just the last couple of nights, she was talking to me, and out of the blue, she said, "Oh, and I've got all these heart conditions from."
She ascribes it to the vaccine.
She said, "And it says jab. It's from that bloody jab." And
isn't that amazing?
So she's fully just flipped from, you know,
so what's your take on that? Do you think these people are now going to be non-believers and anti-vax, or do you think that they're going to make excuses and fall in line again if this thing ever reoccurs?
Well, I think it will just depend on the personality of the, different people. Some people will just believe everything and have good principles. Some people, knew the thing was going to be crap thing to do, but took it because, you know, they just felt. Well, I think in some cases people were confident it was going to do them no harm as well. And other people, they said, okay, really, I've got to go to work to look after my wife and children and so on. And, you know, there are many people that took it, I think. And everyone made up a reason why they should take it, even though they knew they shouldn't. And this is really straight biblical stuff, mm-hmm. in my opinion. you know, you, but you know, what will she do in the future? I don't know. She's very, very angry. That's for
sure.
What
gave her the idea that it was the vaccine that caused
it? I don't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't think to probe. I should have. I should have been a bit coy and said, oh, really? What makes you say that? I didn't do that. That would have been a more sensible response. I guess I was so caught off guard that
probably didn't want to offend in any way.
No, but I was just so caught off guard that I agreed with her rather than being a bit cagey.
Oh, that's awesome.
And unfortunately, another fellow I was helping move last weekend, he's just turned in his 40s as well. He's got blood clots on his lungs, and he's saying his brother has blood clots on his lung.
I had a blood clot on the lung story last week as well. What does that mean? Does that mean you can't breathe properly? Do you need blood thinners to break them up or thin them
all
out?
All of that. And he could barely lift the furniture. This was very light, you know, kind of that cheap.
So he can't get enough oxygen into his bloodstream.
No, he can't. He can't sing anymore. He was a karaoke guy.
Yeah. But
as soon as he tries to sing, it just blows his lungs out.
Wow. Isn't that, that'd be the worst. Not being able to breathe, I can tell you as an asthmatic, thanks to my vaccine injuries as a child, it's one of the worst feelings, not being able to get enough oxygen in.
And then there's a story coming out of Port Hedland. The council at Port Hedland have written, they had a council meeting. So they were having, the story is that they were having one funeral a week in Port Hedland, which is a major port for shipping iron ore from Australia to China.
Okay.
And they're now having a funeral every day. And because there's a lot of Indigenous people up there, funerals are a really big thing because all
they have a big show.
It's a huge thing for the Indigenous people of Australia about funerals, and there's because of course there's quite a lot of Indigenous people in that part of the world, and so it's when they move to a funeral a day that was obviously making huge news. The council voted to write a letter to the minister calling for a moratorium on the jabs.
Look how far that is away from you. It's amazing. Australia is such a big place.
Well, anyway, so the mayor and the CEO were really upset about being forced to write this letter. Then apparently the premier of Western Australia has told these guys to go and mind their own knitting. Actually, I'll tell you where it was on, how...
Let me look at that. Hey, look at the rail. I guess this is for loading the container ships. Look at
No. This is for loading the bulk iron ore carriers. Some of those ships are hundreds of thousands of tons.
Oh, bulk. Okay, bulk iron. So they slide in here, and the railway comes up and brings the coal up to the sides.
It's not coal. It's iron ore.
Iron ore. Sorry.
Yeah, and they make big chevron stacks. They get the stacks are reclaimed and pumped onto the ships, huge tonnages.
Oh, there's one, yeah.
And in fact, that's how one of my sons makes his living writing software for
loading the ships
to maximize the amount of iron ore that can get put on those ships.
Okay, very good.
So this thing really blew up over there, and so these are very interesting things, you know, when a council is actually doing something like that, you know, that is a major change in.
So the Port Hedland Council.
Port Hedland Council.
Because it's affecting the workers.
Because it was, you know, what the motivations are, but the guy that was leading it, one of the councils, was able to get a majority vote to write this letter. Now, I'll tell you who's talked about it. And it was kind of funny, is your very good friend, Sanity for Sweden.
Oh, right. There you go. Oh, so the Western Australian Premier spoke out against it.
Oh, he was livid. Surprise, surprise.
Stick to its knitting. Wow. That's a very British saying, isn't it?
Stick to your knitting. Well, he probably he's probably a crypto pom. He's probably sent straight over from Tavistock to become the Lord Mayor.
Well, I think the end result sorry,
to become
just
the
be,
to come
I,
the.
I think the end result will just be make better vaccines. That's what's going to happen. But I'll put a link to that story. I found it quite quickly.
Now, it was interesting. As I said, the Senator for Sweden put a good take. And he said he thought the Premier's advice to tell people to take up knitting was a bit strange. Obviously got lost in translation for a Swede to hear to be told to stick to your knitting.
I'm going to find that on, see if he uploads it to BitChute. Okay. Actually, I don't know. Is he uploading regularly to BitChute? It doesn't look.
I can't tell you that.
Let me just check here. Okay, maybe he is. Yep, Sanity's been very busy.
Yeah.
I'll put a link to that. Yeah, he got mad at me because he blocked me on his channel because I was just making a comment on his on one of his Hitler rants. So I thought I would just bring something up, but he didn't want to hear it. But I'll put a link to his show. We talked to him a couple times on the Fakeologist show.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, if I start blocking all the people that don't agree with me, that's a pretty small.
I'll give you a sample of his stuff. I'll play a bit here.
Good morning. So I saw this story. I didn't believe this one, but it's true. They are making a statue out of Dan Andrews in Melbourne, Australia. Of course, you remember Dan Andrews. He was one of the worst on the planet, total COVID dictator, right? So they are doing it in bronze. It's going to be about $100,000, I understand. And it's the Labour government in Victoria. Then I understood this is a tradition they have. If a premier is on the job for more than 3,000 days, they make a statue out of him. Put it somewhere, you know, in the park. But still, I think they had to think about it, right? You're going to make a statue out of Dan Andrews? Is this really smart? You know, what's going to happen to it? And I thought maybe it's a good thing. You have this statue of Dan Andrews, this total dictator asshole, right? And people can walk over there and do things to the...
Yeah, this guy says the birds will get to it, so that'll be fun. Okay, that's Sanity for Sweden. I like the guy. I haven't been listening to him lately, but I do recommend people listen.
I can't help but agree with him, Tim, that I think a statue of Dan Andrews will provide a certain... outlet, I think, for many.
Yes, target practice. It might have
given. Like this young woman I was talking about. You know, she is. You know, not a person I would have expected to get that kind of anger.
Mm. Well, you know, when people are injured, and they suspect that they were lied to, it's a pretty deadly combination.
Hmm.
And I've been accused.
And actually, she even said to me, and you know, you do realize she said that, you know, practically no one got COVID.
Well, I'm glad she's realizing it because she's sort of once more repeating a lie by saying that you can't catch a virus. And I did have a website that I registered to that effect. I haven't checked it lately. youcan'tcatchavirus.com, and that will map on to this post here. And I haven't maintained this lately, but this is where I was putting all my stuff before I created my other site, allshotsclot.com. But I really got it from this video here. I got the idea. This is this guy from
Australia. Scholarships to expensive private.
Tom Barnett. This was a very viral video.
He's patented. Yeah, he's a European.
I don't want to use the word.
He's running a movement called Living Free now.
Hey, I've had quite a.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. That's where I got the idea, and this video went extremely popular. Here we go.
A few questions over the last few weeks, so I'm making this for my friends to clear a few things up. First and foremost, something you should know: you cannot catch a virus. And why can't you catch a virus? Because it's impossible. So why is it impossible to catch a virus?
Question.
A virus is alive. Is a virus a living thing? No, no, no. So how is it that people think that you can catch something that is not alive?
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Now, I know a lot of people are genuinely concerned, so that's why I'm making this, to hopefully cure some of the unnecessary fear and stress. And if you are feeling that, it's because you're causing it for yourself. And just so you don't think I'm sitting here making stuff up, I'll quickly tell you my background so you know how and why I'm telling you these things. I was one of those kids that could read and write before I even started school. I knew my 1 to 12 times table before other kids even knew how to open a book. I won academic scholarships at 2 expensive private schools. I did 6 years of science, which included medicine. I did 6 years of natural health and medicine. And I spent 3 years solely looking into the nature of viruses, bacteria, protozoans, fungus, and parasites. And as a practitioner, I treated myself and a number of other people successfully long-term for conditions of the same. And when I did my last IQ and aptitude test, I was taken into a separate room and I was interrogated to see if I cheated. And more than anything, unlike Google and Facebook, I don't have vested financial interest dictating what I can say, and I don't have shares in vaccine companies. So what is a virus anyway? Well, a virus is nothing more than a solvent, and these solvents are created within the cells of the body. This is why you cannot catch a virus. Viruses are created cellularly. Now, the body can create hundreds of thousands of different viruses at any time. So why does a cell need to create a virus or a solvent? Created in response to the built-up toxicity that we have in our bodies. So how does a cell become toxic? Well, a lot of people have spent a number of years putting shit in their minds and shit in their body.
All right, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. That was pretty cool. That was one of my favorite videos, and that one came out right after the plandemic was announced. That was pretty cool. So yeah. Thank you, Tom Barnett, on that. And he did another one. What did he say here?
It turns out a lot of people have herpes. You and me, baby, nothing but mammals. Not me, though. I don't have herpes. If ever you want to know that something's on the right track, look at what happens when it hits the mainstream media.
Hey everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Now apparently I've been hammered by the mainstream press.
Good one.
Really? The mainstream press, who share a bed with the doctors and scientists they have on their payrolls, that are connected to the medical, pharmaceutical, educational and banking companies, that also own the companies that you call countries. Really? Well, thanks for proving my point for me. And isn't it interesting that they're so desperate for attention that they jumped on a funny video I made for my friends? They're not defending something, are they? And apparently, a lot of people on the internet are saying bad things about me.
Well, that's his response video, because he got attacked for what he did. So that was a very, very popular video back in the day. It's hard to believe it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it's interesting in his case. You know, again, another example of someone that resisted tyranny.
Yeah.
Has really benefited from it. Now, if we lived in a really evil world,
mm-hmm.
and one that was truly evil, then that guy would not have had the success he's had.
Yeah.
In my mind, he is another example that in the actual world,
mm-hmm.
resisting tyranny is rewarded, and is not a bad thing to do. Mm-hmm. Many people here say, you know, be invisible, don't, you know, keep your head low, etc. You know, that hasn't been my experience. My experience has been, you know, the more I pray, the more I resist evil, the more enjoyable my life becomes. That's, I think that's an experience that most people that do this, that do listen to this show, that do follow, you know, the ideas that, you know, that, that Fake News Phil puts forward, that these wars are hoaxes, and, you know, it stops you. First of all, it saves you a whole lot of money on donating to the Ukrainians and donating to hospitals to treat cancer. I think the savings alone for me in that regard must be thousands and thousands and thousands of things that I otherwise would have donated to.
Yeah, me too. I'm still on those mailing lists from 10 years ago. They never give up your name. When once you give them a little bit of money, you'll stay on their mailing list for 10 or 20 years.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
And the cancer, you know, the cancer thing is so evil and or just awful. I'm just, you know, just another.
Well, yeah, it's
the other night quite well. Just had another one of his. He had a testicle removed. He's just had another testicle removed.
Who's that?
I you know, obviously it's a fellow, a young fellow I know.
Oh, a young fellow. Yeah, I couldn't hear what you said.
And
a young fellow. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, and he, you know, basically on this scam of cancer.
Hmm. So you're just saying
brutal.
And is he another vaccine victim, do you figure?
No, he didn't take the vaccine.
Okay. So other things are causing trouble.
Yeah.
Not good.
You know, and you know, no matter, I guess that's the other thing about you know, cognitive dissonance. The amount of money being donated to eliminate cancer, you know, cancer research, must be at an all-time high from some huge sum. Last time I made any donation, and you know, they just don't get anywhere. The research never gets anywhere.
It never gets anywhere, but keep donating.
Keep donating.
And as we get older,
we've had a breakthrough that we think in 15 years' time may lead to some method of detecting cancer earlier. And
right, so you can get more treatment earlier and faster. Yeah The older I get, the more I see that we just go round and round and round. We talk about the same things year after year, or the mainstream does, and nothing really progresses. Okay, yeah, we get updated phones, they do a few more things, but really they just distract us from what's important, really.
Well, they're also a prison, aren't they?
Sure.
You know, they are the we and where does it all come from? I mean, who was really, really unhappy with their 3G phones, so they decided, yeah, we need 5G? Like, no one even wanted it. No one asked for it.
No. Nope. All right. Well, no calls tonight, Frank, but we had a bit of a chat. And we've been going about an hour, so that's pretty good. Frank is also on the audio chats. I really encourage some of the callers, regular caller inners, like Jay from Texas. Join the Discord. I think you'll do really well over there. There's some really interesting conversationalists over there, and you can give all your theories and talk, flesh out some ideas. Definitely come on over to the Discord. That's at shortfake.com/Discord. I noticed that people really like their different areas of the website, and they stick to it. They don't seem to ever cross over into our other areas. And we do have many areas. We have the blog, we have the forums, we have the Discord, we have the Gilded. I'm not actively on Telegram anymore because Telegram kind of fizzled for me. But come on over to the Discord. That thing's been going for years, and it's really, really good. So everyone needs to come on over there. I don't have anything for Sunday planned, but maybe we'll have another confab with Tim Osman, or maybe we'll try and get a hold of the Francis Bacon guy, who has a lot of interesting ideas about Gnosticism and who runs the world and who wrote the Shakespeare play, The Shakespeare Conspiracy. That's a good one. And he really explains to the wide world why Shakespeare is this such a boring, but
well, it was interesting to see that idea applied to Miles Mathis as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
popular. I agree with him. I think yeah, I think Mars is a committee. Just before we go, we've got a couple of comments on Lynn Ertel's show with last week that, you know, you.
Oh, I meant to bring that up. Yeah. I'll put that on the screen again.
Someone who is popped up is Eva, you know, the messianic woman that goes to Israel.
Yes, let me find that. That's on the recent comments. Here we go.
Oh, so now Vietnam War was real, and Korea. What does Phil, your source of authority, say on these days say about the Vietnam War? Was just one thing that came up. But and Petrodromi said, these real fakeologists always deliver solid discussion. Thanks for keeping it going.
The nice.
Fakeologist platform, radio, podcast, stream, easy MP downloads from blog, FAKO forums, Discord, phone call-ins, even extra blogs, shorts, more ab shots. Absolutely incredible and a diamond in the rough. Maybe the pinnacle or present erudition. Not said lightly, way to go. Thank you, Petra Drummer, and big, obviously a big pat on the back to you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Andrea was in the, I think Andrea was over there. Or Angie is in the YouTube saying link, shortfake.com/Discord. And I think Andrea, I don't know if it's the same person, just joined the Discord. I see that. And Wild Times is our Discord administrator. And the way it works is he'll just say hi to you. Just he wants to make sure that you're not a spoof voice. He'll just say hi, verifying you. And that's how it works. Because our live stream is live and recorded, so we really need real people that we can just verify that they're not somebody else. We don't ask for ID or anything. We just want to make sure you're not a bot or a problem voice. So that's how that works. So I see one person's already slid over to the Discord server, so we'll look forward to talking to Andrea if she wants to talk in the future to other Discordians. So yeah, that's good feedback. So yeah, if anyone wants to join the blog, just send me an email and I'll verify you, and then you can go over there to leave a comment over there as well. Oh, careful, Frank. Your keyboard
is going mental. Microphone.
Well, no, what happens is it bangs through your microphone. Just
such a good microphone.
It's very sensitive. Very sensitive indeed. And don't forget, this blog, this website doesn't make itself. If you want to contribute to the Fakeologist, go to fakeologist.com/donate, and we will take any donation, anything, any value you've got from the show. Please contribute that. And any particular closing out music you want, Frank?
What about Love Tonight by Shouse?
I don't know that one. What? Shouse. Okay.
Shouse. Shouse.
Is that, who is that? I've never heard of it.
Well, it's a band that's become very famous, particularly in Europe. And it's a couple of Geelong boys that my children grew up with and are very.
Oh, nice.
They're watching their friends just become incredibly famous. And it's
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So the song's called Love Tonight, and it's by Shouse. Yeah.
I see it. Let me just take a look at it here. And we'll play it.
It's had like a billion downloads on Spotify, and all of a sudden these guys have just been catapulted into wealth beyond their imagination.
Oh, really? It says 79 million views from 3 years ago. Okay.
That's the YouTube, is it?
Yeah. All right, Frank. Thanks for the musical recommendation. And we'll talk to you on the weekend.
Roger.
All right, take care. Bye. Thanks, everybody. Together.